各位弟兄姐妹大平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
今天是12月31号 ,2011 年。
Today is December 31st, 2011.
是今年的最后一天，最后一个安息日。
It is the last day of the year, also the last Sabbath of the year.
今天早上用从岁首到年终的眷顾做题目跟大家来分享。
So this morning I'd like to use the topic God's care from the beginning to the end of the year as our mutual encouragement.
很快一年就过去，还记得2011年一开始的时候，你还记得你在一年初的时候发生的事情吗？
This past year has flew by us so fast. Do you still remember anything that happened in the beginning of last year?
有时候有些事情即使过了好多年，你可能都还记得很清楚的。
There are some things that even after several years have passed, you will still remember.
但是常常今年所过的事情，我们是不是会有些事会渐渐的遗忘呢？
But are there things that we will slowly forget as the time goes by?
那如果我们每一年都会去回顾一下我们过去这一年所发生的事情，所领受的恩典呢，我们心中真的会充满感谢。
So at the end of the year, if we take a moment to reflect on God's grace in the past year, our hearts will naturally be filled with thanksgiving.
然后呢，我们再用一个感恩的心面对新的一年。
Then with a thanksgiving heart, we can face the upcoming year.
然后我们会立定志向更爱神。
We can also make a resolution to love God even more.
因为神的恩典这么多。
Because how much is God's grace abound?
那我们怎么可以让我们的神来伤心失望呢？
So how can we disappoint our God?
所以今天早上小弟想要用生命记第十一章呢，神透过摩西对他选民的吩咐做主题呢，跟大家来查考这个题目。
So this morning I'd like to use Deuteronomy chapter 11, God's Moses' instruction to God's people as a topic for our mutual encouragement.
在年终的时候我们要做什么？
What do we need to do at the end of the year?
我们一定要学着回顾神给我们的恩惠。
We have to reflect on God's grace that He showered upon us.
要想想神对我们的期待。
And we have to think about what is the expectation of God.
然后我们下一年，我们可以重新开始。
Then we can start from that goal next year.
我们现在看《生命记》第十一章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 11.
先看第一节。
Verse 1.
我们先从第一节读到第七节。
We start from verse 1 to verse 7.
你要爱主你的神，常守他的吩咐、律例、典章、诫命。第二节。
Two.
你们今日当知道，我本不是和你们的儿女说话，因为他们不知道，也没有看见主你的神的管教、威严、大能的手和伸出来的膀臂。第三节。
Three.
并他在埃及中向埃及王法老和其前帝所行的神迹奇事。第四节。
Four.
也没有看见他怎样带埃及的军兵、车马。使他们追赶你们的时候，神怎样使红海的水淹没他们，将他们灭绝，直到今日。第五节。
Verse 5.
并他在旷野怎样带你们，以致你们来到这地方。第六节。
Verse 6.
也没有看见他怎样带流变子孙以利亚的儿子大丹亚比南，地怎样在以色列人中间开口，吞了他们和他们的家眷，并帐篷与跟他们的与他跟他们的一切活物。第七节。
For seven.
唯有你们亲眼看见主所做的一切大事。这段圣经呢，在是摩西跟以色列选民所说的。
So this passage is a conversation between Moses and the God's chosen people.
摩西提醒以色列百姓要回顾神所做的这一切事情。
Moses reminded the Israelites to remember what God has done for them.
他说这些事都是你们亲眼看到的。
And he said that you with your eyes have seen everything that took place.
而不是你们后代的子孙所能够经历过的。
And it's not something that your children have experienced.
因为他们不知道，他们也没有看见。
Because they do not know and their eyes have not seen it.
所以那就看到我们说今天我们当代我们这个人这个世代我们所经历的都是我们每一个人亲身的体验的。
So everything that we see in this life is are things that we have experienced ourselves.
就以色列选民来说，他们经历了神极大的权柄。
Take the Israel chosen people for an example. They have experienced the mighty power of God.
他说：“你看， 后你们的以后的子孙，第二节说他们不没有看过神的管教，也不知道神的威严，也没有经历神的大神的大能的手跟伸出来的膀臂。
Verse 2, remember today that your children were not the one who saw and experienced the discipline of the Lord your God, His majesty, His mighty hand, and outstretched arm.
从第三节到第六节，你如果注意看英文，它每一个都是 and， 都是一直加上去的。神做了什么事情？
If you read from verse 3 to verse 6, you see many word and. That means that God has done one thing upon another.
然后接下来他说神在埃及向法老王跟全地所行的神迹奇事，就是那个十个灾祸，是你的后代子孙所没有经历过的。
So all the signs that God has done to the Pharaoh, meaning the ten woes, those are the things that Israelite children have not experienced.
然后到了在红海旁边，神怎么打开红海，让他的选民走那个干地过去？
Then when they came upon the Red Sea, how God opened up the Red Sea and allowed the people to walk on dry land.
那个埃及精兵啊，他们是全埃及最好的军队，快速在追赶他们。
And the Egyptian army were pursuing right after them.
他们所面对的危险是有多么大。
And how great was the danger that they had in front of them.
但是神说，圣经这里说神怎么样让红海的水淹没他们，把他们全部灭绝。
But the Bible here tells us how God had overwhelmed them with the water of the Red Sea.
那这些呢是后代子孙所没有经历过的。
And these are things that their next generation have not experienced.
在极大的危险当下，神怎么样用大能的手来拯救他们。
And how God used his mighty hand to save them under the greatest danger.
然后到第五节说，并且在旷野神怎样带你们，以至于你们能够来到这个地方。
In verse 5, it was not your children who saw what he did for you in the desert until you arrived at this place.
因为当摩西在生命记第十一章这里讲话的时候，已经他们到了约旦河的东边了，已经经过四十年了。
When Moses spoke this passage, 40 years have passed, they've already approached the east bay of the Jordan River.
那在这个旷野的路程里啊，神用很多的事情啊来带他们啊，来请借他们，来恩待他们。
During their journey in the desert, God used many signs to remind them, to guide them, and to save them.
你看，从一开始，神在旷野降玛拿给他们领受。
In the beginning, God gave them manna in the desert.
然后磐石出水来解所有人跟牲畜的饥渴。
And God gave them water out of the rocks to quench their thirst.
神怎么样为他们征战，让他们得到胜利。
And how God battled on their behalf so they have victory.
当他们想要吃肉的时候，神怎么样那个鹌鹑呢，飞到这样子，让他们每一家至少都收了几千 gallon 的那个的鸟来吃。
And when they were hungry, they wanted to eat meat. How God brought quails to their household, so they all have hundreds of gallons of meat to eat.
那神怎么样带领他们胜过仇敌，然后一步一步的来到现在约旦河东呢？
And how God led them to have victory over their enemies and led them to the river Jordan.
第六节特别提到说，在旷野的时候曾经发生过叛变的事情。
And in the verse 6, it mentioned that in the desert, once there was a rebellion.
是大丹、亚比兰以及那个就是我们所知道的，当时候以色列百姓他们不服摩西跟亚伦他们的带领。
And Dathan and Abiram, we know the story refers to the time how the Israelites were rebelling against Moses.
那当时候神怎么样让地开口，把他们的家眷跟他们属他们的一切都把它吞进去？那件事情后代子孙也没有看过。
And how God opened up the earth and swallowed their entire family and household. These are the things that their descendants have not seen.
没有当场见证的时候，有时候听故事是这个差了一层。
Unless they see it firsthand, hearing secondhand the story is very different.
他说这些都是你们亲眼见过的大事。
But yet these are the great things that the Israelites have seen themselves.
那我们今天看到这一段的时候，你就看到说，今天我们每一个家庭，我们从主耶稣都亲自领受一些恩典的。
When we read this passage, let us remember that all of our household, all of our family have received grace from God.
我们要回想这一年来神给我们的恩典。
So we need to reflect on this past year, how much grace God has given to us.
要跟我们的家人、我们的同龄、我们的朋友一起分享。
And we have to share that grace with our family, our friends, our spiritual brothers.
我们想想，我们今天每一个家庭， 在我们所做走过这一年里面，是不是都充满神的恩惠呢？
And in every household, in everything that we've done the past year, is it filled with the grace of God?
诗篇六十五篇里面这样说。
In Psalm chapter 65,
神用恩典当作连缀的冠冕。
And how God used grace as a crown.
我们请看诗篇六十五篇。
Psalms chapter 65.
六十五篇，我们请看第九节。
Verse 9.
六十五篇九节。
65 verse 9.
你眷顾地，降下透雨，使地大得肥美，神的河满了水。你这样浇灌的地，好为人预备五谷。第十节。
10.
你浇透地的犁沟，任凭犁瘠，降甘霖，使地软活，其中发长的蒙你赐福。第十一节。
11.
你以恩典为年岁的冠冕，你的路径都地下之油。12节。
12.
滴在旷野的草场上，小山以欢乐束腰。13节。
13.
草场以羊群为衣，谷中也长满了五谷，这一切都欢呼歌唱。那这段圣经在描述神的恩典呢、啊，临到的时候，那一片多么美好的景象。
And this passage paints a beautiful picture of what it's like to have God's grace abound.
神让我们每一年的年岁增加的时候，都给我们戴上一顶冠冕。
So when God allow our year to advance, He crowned the year with His bounty.
表示说，我们今天一年加上一年，我们有很多很多的恩典的冠冕。
In other words, that we have a crown of blessings or grace year upon year.
我们的走过的路径，如果回头去看。滴满的自由就是丰丰满满的神的恩惠。
If we look back at our path, and we'll see that it's filled with God's grace.
那这些神所给我们的恩典呢？我们要常常去想。
So all of this abundant grace that God has given to us, sometimes we need to sit down and reflect.
我们去想的时候，我们就会充满感谢。
As we reflect on our past, our hearts will be filled with joy.
因为有时候我们在当下，在神给我们恩典的那个时候，有时候我们不会觉得。
Because sometimes we don't realize that at the moment that God gives the grace to us.
可是后来想的时候，你就说，哎呀，有时候你会觉得说，神的作为真奇妙。
After you reflect upon it, you'll realize that how miraculous is the grace of God.
我还记得在年初的时候，今年年初，小弟被派到厄瓜多尔去协助那里的工作。
I remember in the beginning of the year, I was sent to Ecuador to help with the holy work there.
那在厄瓜多尔那里，今年年初的时候，我们在那边有二十几位信徒。
In the beginning of the year, there were about 20 some members in Ecuador.
那因为他们都是从中国大陆到那里去工作的，就是去那边做生意的。
And because they were all businessmen traveling there from China for business.
那基本上呢，因为他们都是新去的，所以他们对当地的语言文化都不了解。
And most of them were new immigrants, so they were not familiar with the culture or the language there.
啊，所以在那个地方，其实对他们来说，生活也是很辛苦的。
And they lead a very hard life there.
啊，然后呢，因为在南美洲呢，环境比较没有那么好，而且比较不安全。
And also in South America, the environment is not as safe.
那所以。我到的时候，我们这个弟兄就一直跟我提醒说：“啊、注意啊，这个很多小偷啊，很多那个扒手、啊。”
So when I got there, the brothers reminded me that to be careful because there are a lot of thieves.
啊，你走路的时候，你东西一定要小心啊。
So when you walk on the street, you have to be careful of your belongings.
那我想说，我也没有带什么贵重的财物在身上，应该没什么问题啊。
So I thought to myself, I don't have anything valuable, so I should be okay.
然后我想说，他就一直提醒我要警醒，要注意，要防范。
So he keep reminding me to be careful, to be watchful.
我总是觉得说，要怎样防范，就是注意看看，然后碰到人啊，你身上不要带贵重东西，应该是没问题啦。
And so I thought to myself, how can I be even more careful if I don't have valuable belongings and I just look around?
结果呢，我们有一天呢，我们要从首都坐车到一个城市去，要坐 bus 坐六个小时。
And one day, I took a six-hour bus from capital city to another place.
四个弟兄跟我一起去。
And I was accompanied by four other brothers.
结果呢，我就准备了行李，带了一个背包，包了电脑，包了圣经，都放在里面。
So I had a bag with the laptop and the Bible in the bag.
然后电脑还特别放在一个袋子里面。
And I put the laptop especially in a bag.
放在我的背包的最中间。
And I put it right in the middle of my bag.
然后那一天呢，本来想说，一般那个小电脑通常都会跟我的圣经放一起。
In that day, I thought if I usually put my laptop with my Bible.
因为放在一个袋子里面就刚刚好。
Because it fits perfectly in a single bag.
那天不知道为什么突然想到说圣经跟电脑分开放好了。
And that day, I don't know why, I wanted to separate the Bible and the laptop and put it in separate places.
结果我们四五个人就开始要去坐车了。
And so four of us then aborted the bus.
走在路上的时候都特别小心说、啊、注意看自己的背包不要被人家因为他们说有人会割破你的背包把你的东西拿走。
And so on the street, I was looking out because I've been warned that people will cut open your back to steal your belongings.
结果走路的时候真的是特别小心啊注意看看旁边是谁。
And so I was very careful as I was walking, looking around.
结果都没有问题等到上车已经上了车了都坐好了以后车子就开走了。
And there was no problem, so I boarded the bus and bus was ready to take off.
结果因为要想到坐那么远的路啊想说就想先上个厕所。
And so I thought if I have to sit in the bus for several hours, I have to go to the bathroom first.
就把我的背包放在地上。
So I put my bag on the ground.
然后跟一个弟兄呢跟我一起下车去上厕所去了。
Another brother then went down the bus with me to use the restroom.
另外两个弟兄坐在旁边。
The other brothers sitting on the bus.
就是在另外一边啊两排的另外一边。
And they're on the opposite row.
然后他们也是一直在看，注意看着我的背包。
And they're also watching, looking at the bag for me.
结果呢，哪里知道这个就是一个疏忽了。
But this is a neglect on my part.
我们一直觉得说自己已经够警醒了。
Because I thought I was careful enough.
但是你认为的警醒，总是还有漏洞。
But as careful as you think you are still neglecting.
漏洞就是把背包放在地上。
And the neglect is that I left my bag on the
ground. 忘记把它放给这个弟兄去保管。
I forgot to give the bag personally to the other brother to watch.
结果坐在后排的有两个当地人呢。
And there were two locals sitting in the row behind us.
他们就是很厉害。
And they were very good at stealing.
他就有办法悄悄地把你的袋子给你割破。
Somehow they cut open our bag.
然后伸手去知道你里面没有电脑，把你电脑拿走。
And they reached in and realized there's a laptop in there, and they stole the laptop.
都一直没有发现，一直到。等到他们下车之后，我们才发现的。
We didn't realize that until those two locals got off the bus.
那等到发现的时候，那个袋子已经破掉了。
And by the time I realized it, the bag was already broken.
当时第一个感觉，糟糕了，我的圣经哪里去了
？My first reaction is, where is my Bible?
感谢主，他刚好是拿走我的袋子，没有拿走我的整个背包。
But thank God that he stole my laptop, but not my entire bag.
他就把我的小电脑拿走了。
So he stole my laptop.
然后，但是圣经留下来了，里面的所有东西都没有掉。
But he left the Bible behind and all my notes and everything with the Bible.
包括里面的护照、所有的证件。
Including the passport and all the IDs.
那所以，后来当时想到，哎，怎么发生这种事
？And so at the time I thought, why did this happen to me?
那其实这是神的提醒。
But this is a reminder from God.
因为当时候小弟到那里去工作的时候
，Because at the time when I went there to work.
给我一个很大的震惊。
I was very much awakened or alerted.
因为我们弟兄姐妹当中呢，虽然是信徒了，可是他们的那个生活，整个那个表现呢，都跟那个没有信主的没什么两样。
Because even though the brothers and sisters there are believers, but what they do and how they act are no different from the unbelievers.
所以当时候心里就觉得很难过。
So at the time when I saw that, my heart was saddened.
想说他们怎么这样子怎么有办法进天国呢
？So I thought, how can they go into the heaven?
怎么有办法做见证呢
？How can they be witness for the Lord?
所以当时候心里就觉得说，哎呀，这个道理他们讲也不会听啊。
And so I thought to myself, even if I tell them, they probably won't listen.
所以心里面就有一点这样子在低估的时候，哎呀，是来到这个地方实在是。很难过了。
And so I was complaining and nagging about it in my heart that I was very upset to work there.
哎，这个时候神就用这个事情来提醒我了。
But it's during that time that God used this incident to remind me.
但是神给我的提醒就是，他让我的电脑不见了以后，把我的圣经留下来的。
But what God reminded me is that people stole my laptop, but yet left my Bible behind.
因为如果圣经被偷走，那个损失是更大的。
Because it would be even greater loss if they had stole my Bible.
因为很多圣经里面读经的心得呢，都记在圣经里面。
Because I've written many notes and reflections in my own Bible.
那电脑只是一些工具而已，倒没有什么关系。
But laptop is just a tool, so it's not essential to me.
所以当时候这件事情发生的时候，小弟就一直想。
When this happened to me, I started thinking.
神他很慈爱，他会提醒我们任何心里面不义的想法，他都会提醒我们。
God is so merciful; He will remind us and warn us of any unrighteous thoughts in our minds.
那神也会列为恩典，你是知道你最重要的东西都不会掉。
And God is also so merciful that He will not let you lose the most important things in your life.
那也让我知道说，其实有时候我们自己以为已经够警醒了，其实还是不够的。
He also let me realize that as much as I think I'm very watchful, it's not enough.
我们有时候想说我已经很爱神了，其实在神看来还是不够。
Sometimes we might think that we love God enough, but in the eyes of God, it's not merely enough.
有时候我们觉得我已经很懂圣经了，其实我们还是不懂。
Sometimes we think that we know the Bible thoroughly enough, but it's not nearly enough.
所以其实我们去回想，我们今天每一个人，其实在生活当中，一定都有神的恩典在的。
But as we reflect on our past, in our lives, it's all filled with the grace of God.
然后事后我发现说，哎，真的要提醒自己。
So after the incident, I realized that I need to remind myself.
一刻都不可以疏忽了。
That I cannot, I have to be alert, in all moments.
你看，在一个不安全的社会里面，你都需要这样子的。
In a insecure environment, we have to be watchful.
圣经怎么描述我们所面对的那个敌人？我们现在到底住在一个什么环境里呢？
How does the Bible describe our enemies? Describe the environment that we are in.
他说我们的仇敌是魔鬼。
He says the Bible says that our enemy is Satan.
他是像吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
He's like a roaring lion, searching for people to devour.
所以其实我们所面对的这个仇敌，他在暗处里面，他就看着我们的。
So the enemy that we face today is hiding in the dark, watching us.
我们一定要很小心的，不要在这个很觉得很安全的时候里面失落警醒。
So we have to be very careful and do not lose our alert with a false sense of security.
一刻都不可以疏忽了。
We cannot neglect and become unalert in every second.
所以主耶稣说要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
That's why Jesus says that we have to watch and pray so that we don't fall into temptation.
那这件事情在今年的一月份的发生的。
And this incident happened back in January of this year.
那现在已经12月31号了。
So today is already December 31st.
我现在就回想起来，就好像就昨天才发生而已。
As I think back on this, it seemed that it just took place yesterday.
但是在这当中，这12个月已经发生这么多，已经经过这么多的事了。
But many things have happened in the last 12 months.
你就想说，如果我今天每一件事情都去想一想神给我们的恩典呢？
So if we think about the grace of God in everything we do,
真的我们神的恩典会诉说不完的。
Then the grace of God will be countless.
每一天的生活似乎很难过，但是每一天都过了。
It seems that every day we lead a difficult life, but yet day after day we made it.
所以我们年终的时候，我们今天晚上大家要吃火锅。
So at the end of the year tonight, we'll gather and have a fellowship.
我们要吃饭的时候，我们要谈什么事呢？
So what should we talk about as we eat and have fellowship?
我们每一家在一起吃饭的时候，一定要分享神的恩典。
As all the families gather and have fellowship, we have to share about the grace of God.
每一家都算今年神到底给我们一些什么恩典，什么提醒。
Every family have to remember what kind of warning or reminder or grace that God has given to us.
我们每一家都会充满感谢。
So that all the families will be filled with thanksgiving.
每一个人对神一定会更有信心。
And every one of us will have even greater faith towards God.
所以我们要常常回顾神的恩惠。
So we have to reflect often upon the grace of God.
那接下来我们回顾完之后，面对今天晚上过了，明天就是新的一年。
After we reflect on this year, tomorrow will be the beginning of new year.
那我们要重新有一个开始。
We will have a new beginning.
在我们既有的恩典为基础，接下来我们要更往前进。
With the grace that we received as our foundation, now we're ready to march forward.
我们现在看回来《生命记》第十一章。
Let's look back to Deuteronomy chapter 11.
从第八节开始。
Start from verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
所以你们要守我今日所吩咐的一切诫命，使你们胆壮。能以进去得你们所要得的那地。第九节。
Nine.
并使你们的日子在主向你们列祖起誓应许给他们和他们后裔的地上得以长久，那是流奶以蜜之地。这两节圣经呢，第八节一开始圣经说，所以就是他现在因为有前面这个回顾，接下来就是一个例子。
So verse 8 start with therefore is because in the previous passage Moses described all the things that God has done, so now they're ready to set a new resolution.
就是要守今天神所吩咐的一切的诫命。
And that is they have to be ready to observe all the commands he is given to them today.
那守神的吩咐诫命有什么样的结果？
What is the result of obeying God's commands?
他说就会使我们胆壮得以进去得神所要赐的那地。
So that you may have the strength to go and take over the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess.
所以守神的诫命会让我们变得刚强。
So observing the commands of God will allow us to be strong.
会让我们真的可以进去得到神的应许，应许的美地。
It will allow us to go in and receive the promised land of God.
如果我们在读圣经的时候，我们要注意看那个同样出现那个词句，哦，一定有意思的。
As you read the Bible, if you see a phrase repeating itself many times, it has special meanings.
我们现在先跳过去看第十三节。
Let's skip over to verse 13 first.
说你们若留意听从我今日所吩咐的诫命，爱主你的神，尽心尽性侍奉他。第十三节。
13. So if you faithfully obey the commands I am giving you today, to love the Lord your God, to serve him with all your heart, with all your soul.
第十四节说，他就必按时降秋雨春雨在你们的地上，使你们可以收藏五谷、新酒和油。
Verse 14, then I will send rain on your land in its season, both autumn and spring rains, so that you may gather in your grain, new wine and oil.
第十五节说，也必使你吃得饱足，并使田野为你的牲畜长草。
Verse 15, I will provide grass in the fields for your cattle, and you will eat and be satisfied.
你看这里是一样的描述哦，若是听从神所吩咐的诫命，那神就会按时降秋雨春雨在地上了。
And this verse starts with the same phrase, if you obey the commands I am giving you today, then God will give you the spring and the autumn rain.
福气会充充满满。
So the blessing will shower upon you abundantly.
不止人会得福，连牲畜都得福气。
And not only men will receive blessings, even the livestock will receive blessings.
现在跳过去看第二十二节。
Let's skip over to verse 22.
二十二节，你们若留意谨守遵行我所吩咐的这一切的诫命，爱主你们的神，行他的道，专靠他。二十三节。
23.
他必从你们面前赶出这一切国民，就是比你们更大更强的国民，你们也要得他们的地。二十四。
24.
凡你们脚掌所踏之地，都必归你们，从旷野和黎巴嫩，并伯拉大河直到西海，都要做你们的境界。
25.
必无一人能在你们面前站立得住，主你的神必照他所说的，使惧怕惊恐临到你们所踏之地的居民。这一段呢，如果谨守遵行神的吩咐，结果就是神会为我们征战。
This passage tells us that if we obey fully the commands of God, God will fight battles on our behalf.
神亲自替我们把这些敌人赶走。
God himself will drive out our enemies away from us.
神会扩充我们的境界。
God will also extend our territories.
没有仇敌在我们面前能站立得住。
And that no enemy can stand firm in front of us.
那现在我们把这三个地方一起看一下。
So if you read the three segments together.
如果我们今天立志遵行神的诫命吩咐，会有什么结果呢？
What are the results? What will happen to us if we make a resolution to obey God's commands?
我们一定可以在信仰上更刚强。
That our faith will be stronger.
我们一定能够进入神所要赐我们那个应许的美地。
We will surely possess the promised land that God has promised to us.
神会丰丰富的赐福气给我们的家庭、我们的事业以及跟我们有关系的人。
God will abundantly bless our family, our careers, and our family.
那神会为我们征战，我们在敌人面前一定可以得胜。
And God will fight for us so that we will have victory before our enemies.
没有敌人在我们面前站立得住了。
And that no enemy can stand in front of us.
那就看到说，今天如果我们在新的一年里面能够立志来遵行神的诫命以及典章。以及神所奉的一切的。
In the beginning of year, if we can make a resolution to obey all God's commands and decrees and laws,
那我们一定得饱足。
Then we will be satisfied.
我们明年一定会领受神更多的恩惠。
Next year, we will surely receive even more blessings from God.
那这个恩惠有时候不见得是地上的。
And this blessing may not necessarily be earthly.
因为 神的意念高过人的意念呢？
Because God's will is higher than our will.
我们人所看到的福气通常都是地面上而已。
The blessing that we see often is limited to this world.
但是神的恩惠真正的恩典是属灵里面的。
But the real grace, the true grace from God is spiritual.
因为他最后要让我们承受那个天国永远的福气，那个永生。
Because at the end, He will let us inherit the eternal spiritual kingdom.
那是好的无比的，那是极重无比永远的荣耀。
So that is higher than, that's better than anything, the ultimate glory.
那所以神会降属灵属肉的各项福气给我们。
So God will give us all spiritual and worldly blessings.
我们在敌人，今天我们的敌人是谁？
Today, who is our enemy?
在魔鬼面前，我们一定可以得胜。魔鬼在我们面前站立不住的。
And today, enemy is Satan. Before Satan, we will stand still, and he will not be able to stand against us.
所以我们一定可以有权柄。
So we will have the authority.
我们今天祷告能够有功效。
So today, when we pray, our prayers will be effective.
那我们教会家庭的境界会扩充。
The boundary, the territories of our church and our family will spread.
所以教会会成长。
The church therefore will grow.
因为神说，你脚掌所踏之地都要归你们了。
Because God says every place where your foot, where you set your foot will be yours.
所以我们今天所到之处呢，就把那个福音带到那个地方去。
Therefore everywhere we go, we have to bring the gospel with us.
我们的脚真的是穿上福音的鞋，把这个福音带到每一个地方。
So our footsteps will bring the gospel and spread the gospel everywhere we go.
那么教会里面，你看那个仇敌魔鬼啊，在教会就没有办法工作。
The enemy, our enemy Satan, will not be able to work any further in church.
在家庭也是一样。
Same with our families.
那我们在家庭里面一定可以感受到，哎，神就是我家之主。
In our family life, we will be able to experience that the Lord is the Lord of my family.
我们用谨守遵行神的诫命吩咐来领受神的应许的美地。
If we observe all the commands and decrees of God, we will possess the promised land.
而且是在神所应许的地上日子长久。
And we will lead a long life, in His promised land.
那这个是永生，是永永远远的。
That is eternal. That will last forever.
那这就是我们今天。在新年的时候，我们立志要真的能够来遵行神的诫命吩咐了。
In the beginning of the year, we have to set a resolution to follow all the commands and decrees of God.
那因为在这一章里面特别强调神应许的那个美地是什么
？In this chapter, especially emphasize what is the promised land that God had given to them.
我们先看第十节。
Verse ten.
你要进去得为业的那地，它本不像你出来的埃及地。你在那里撒种，用脚浇灌，像浇灌菜园一样。十一节。
Eleven。
你们要过去得为业的那地方是有山有谷，雨水滋润之地。十二节。
Twelve。
是主你神所眷顾的，从岁首到年终，主你神的眼目时常看顾那地。这几节圣经描述神所看顾的地方。
These two passages describe a land that God is continuing watching over.
今天神应许。一个美地给我们。
Today, God promises a beautiful land.
当然，在圣经里面，我们如果从属灵的意表里面去看，这个是意表将来天国。
Of course, spiritually speaking, this is foreshadowing the spiritual blessings.
但是，其实我们今天在地上，我们今天所领受神的应许的美地在哪里
？But in this world, where is the promised land that God has promised to us?
这个应许地今天在我们的教会。
That promised land is our church today.
在我们的家庭。
That is our family.
那这个神所眷顾的地方。
A land that God cares for.
他说，不像是在埃及地，你要用那里的方法去撒种，用脚浇灌，就是用像踩水车这样子来浇灌你所栽种的东西。
That land is not like the land of Egypt, for which you have to plant your own seeds and irrigate it by foot.
你要用人工很多劳力才有办法得收成的。
And that a land that you will only reap if you put in hard labor.
但是这个地方，他说是神所眼目所眷顾，他说是有山有谷，雨水滋润之地。
Yet this new land is a land that God cares for. It's a land with mountains and rivers.
是很美的啦。
It's a beautiful land.
你看今天如果一个地方是平平的，看起来就没有什么好看的。
And if today, if you see a piece of land that is flat, it's not so beautiful.
但是有山有谷就是很美。
But if you see a land with mountains and valleys, that is a beautiful piece of land.
你看日出跟日落就不一样，景象都不同。
And even sunrise or sunset will be very different.
那有山就有水。
If there's mountain, there will be water.
那个水是逐渐流出来的，慢慢流。
And that water flows slowly.
那这个地方它的会下雨，那雨水滋润，那自然的成长就是这个，就是现在所说的有机，有机食品。
And there will be rain, that fertilize the land. That is the organic land that we talk about today.
不用你人工特别去做什么样的照顾的。
That you don't have to take care of it manually.
但是很自然的成长起来，神的福气。
Everything grows naturally because of blessings of God.
那这个地方是神眷顾之地，从岁首到年终，神的眼目时常在那里。
This is a land that God cares for from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. God cares for that land.
今天这个应许的美地就在神的教会里。
So this beautiful peace promised land is God's church.
如果我们今天能够明白我们是属神的。
If today we realize that we belong to God,
我们在神眼中哦是极其美好的了。
That in the eyes of God we are the greatest.
选民哦连接在一起，像连接的山谷一样。
And that when the chosen people are united together, we are united as one.
我们来看一下民数记第二十四章。
Numbers chapter 24.
民数记二十四章。
Please turn to Numbers chapter 24.
第五节。
Chapter 24 verse 5.
民数记二十四章五节
，Chapter 24 verse 5。
雅各啊，你的帐篷何其华美！以色列啊，你的帐幕何其华丽！第六节
，Six。
如接连的山谷，如河旁的园子，如神所栽的沉香树，如水边的香柏木。第七节
，Seven。
水要从它的桶里流出，种子要撒在多水之处。它的王必超过雅甲，它的国必要振兴。这段圣经呢？是巴兰啊，他得到神的启示，特别在描述以色列家的景象。
And this this passage is Balaam after being inspired by God describing the household of the Lord.
他说这个以色列家，神的这个选民，他当时他们在住帐篷的时候，他说那帐篷看起来说很就是很华丽啊。
The chosen people of God at the time they were pitching tents, but yet their tents are beautiful.
像接连的山谷、哦、
Like the spread out valleys.
像河旁的园子
Like the gardens,
很兴盛的
Like the gardens beside a river, how prosperous and beautiful it is.
是像神所栽的沉香树水边的香柏木
And they're like the cedars beside the waters.
那这个就是神的选民的景象
These are describing the chosen people of God.
今天我们弟兄姐妹聚集在一起的这个叫教会。
So today, a place that all the brothers and sisters gather is called the church.
我们大家聚集在这里，联络整齐，就是像有山有谷，这个是雨水滋润之地，圣灵充满的地方。
As we gather here together, we're united. We're like a beautiful piece of land with mountains and valleys.
那有水从这里面流出来呀。
And out of there, there's river and water.
种子要撒在多水之处。
And the seeds will be spread by the river.
这个就是走过的路径都滴下滋油，充满恩典。
And that means that every step that we take is full of grace and full of abundant grace.
那弟兄姐妹，我们弟兄就像这样，在神眼中是这样，就像这样子的应许地。
In the eyes of God, we are like that promised land.
我们每一个人在这里面哦，享受。
And we are all taking rest and enjoying, rejoice in such a land.
那这个地方，他说神的眼目从岁首到年终时常看顾。
And here tell us that God's eye will continuing to look upon them.
因为神在当中。
Because God is with them.
这是属神的。
And this land belongs to God.
我们来看一下列王记上第九章。
Turn to 1 Kings chapter 9.
列王记上第九章。
1 Kings chapter
9. 看第二节。
Chapter 9 verse 2.
列王记上九章二节
Chapter 9 verse
2神就二次向所罗门显现如先前在基遍向他显现一样第三节
Three
对他说你向我所祷告祈求的我都应允了我已将你所建的这殿分别为圣使我的名永远在其中我的眼我的心也必藏在那里第四节
Four
你若效法你父大卫存诚实正直的心行在我面前遵行我一切所吩咐你的谨守我的律例典章 第五节
Five.
我就必坚固你的国位在以色列中直到永远，正如我应许你父大卫说，你的子孙必不断人做以色列的国位。这段话是神回应所罗门献殿的祷告所说的。
This passage is the answer of God regarding the prayer of Solomon.
神说，你今天所建的这个殿已经立了我名在上面了。
God told Solomon that the temple he built already has his name exalted on there.
我接受了你的祷告祈求。
And that God has accepted his prayer and request.
这个殿我把它分别为圣。
And that he has consecrated that temple.
我的名永远在这其中。
So his name will be among the temple forever.
我的眼睛，我的心也必藏在那里。
His eyes and heart will always be there.
这就是神为什么会从岁首到年终，他时常眷顾。
And this is why God always cares for us from the beginning to the end of the
year. 因为这里是属神的。
Because this place belongs to God.
今天我们的教会属神。
So today our church belongs to God.
我们的家庭也是属神的。
Our families also belong to God.
所以我们如果能够真的谨守遵行神所吩咐的。
So if we truly observe all the commands and laws of God.
神要让我们在神的应许的教会家庭里面日子长久，而且领受数不尽的福气恩典。
And God will give us long days and also allow us to receive unlimited grace and blessings in His household.
神的眼目时常看顾。
And God's eyes will look after us continually.
每一个家庭都会有神的恩典随着。
So that all the families will be accompanied by the grace of God.
那这就是神的福气了。
So this is the blessing of God.
那神这样应许我们，如果我们这样做，我们立定之前要这样做。
This is promise of God, but the prerequisite is that we have to first follow.
那我们到底要怎样做？
So what do we need to do?
接下来到底怎么样才叫做谨守遵行神的诫命典章呢？
What does it mean to observe all the commands and decrees of God?
看回来《生命记》第十一章。
Let's turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 11.
生命记十一章。
Deuteronomy chapter 11.
我们看第十三节。
Verse 13.
十三节说，你们若留意听从我今日所吩咐的诫命，爱主你们的神，尽心尽性侍奉他。
Verse 13, so if you faithfully obey my commands I am giving you today to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and all your soul.
所以所谓听从神的话，具体的做法就是要爱神，专心的服侍神。
The practical way of showing that we obey the commands is to love God, is to serve him.
在第二十二节也是一样的。
Same with verse 22.
他说：“爱主你们的神，行他的道，专靠他。”
Verse 22, to love the Lord your God, to walk in His ways and to hold fast to Him.
所以我们要能够真的更爱神。
So we have to first love God more.
所以我们说今天，如果我们遵守神的诫命，就是爱神的表现。
So today, if we follow God's commands, that's a way that we show we love God.
那我们就会尽心的来侍奉他。
Then we will serve Him with all of our hearts.
我们会愿意付出。
That we'll be willing to make sacrifices.
教会有什么需要要工作，我们一定会有人可以参与的。
And whatever help the church needs, we will all participate.
第二点，我们要真的遵守、听从神的吩咐的具体做法，就是在第十六节所说的。
Verse 16 records a second way to practically carry out observing the commands of God.
第十六节说，你们要谨慎，免得心中受迷惑，就偏离正路，去侍奉敬拜别神。
Verse 16, be careful, or you will be enticed to run away and worship other gods and bow down to them.
主耶稣说，人不能够侍奉两个主。
Lord Jesus tells us that we cannot worship two gods.
你不是爱神，就是爱马门。
If you either love God or love money.
你不能够同时说我要侍奉神，但是我同时也要爱很爱金钱。
You cannot worship God and also love money at the same time.
这两个一定要选一个。
You have to choose one out of the two.
那这个叫做专心靠神。
And what that means is that you rely on God completely.
也才是神所说的，主耶稣说，清心人有福了，因为他们必得以见神。
And Lord Jesus tells us that the one with a simple heart is blessed because they can see God.
我们如果心怀恶意，就不要想从神那边得什么。
If we are double-minded, then we cannot expect to gain anything from God.
所以我们今天听从神的话，就是要专心倚靠神。
So today, if we observe God's command, that means that we need to follow God.
那接下来第三点。
The third point.
第三点，我们如果要在神的道理上下功夫，我们先看第二十二节。
Verse 22.
第二十二节说，你们若留意听从 不对，看不对不起，看第十八节。
18。
你们要将我所将我这话存在心内，留在意中，记在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文。
18. Fix the words of mine in your hearts and minds. Tie them as a symbol on your hands and bind them on your foreheads.
我们立定志向要遵守神的诫命吩咐的时候，接下来是要在道理上下功夫。
As we make a resolution to follow God's commands, we have to now put in effort in His teachings.
把神的道存在心里。
So we can fix His words in our hearts.
戴在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，就是要真的是要用各种智慧把神的道理丰丰富富存记在心。
To tie them as a symbol on our hands and bind them as a symbol on our foreheads, that means that we do everything we can to remember God's words.
然后接下来要下功夫加强我们的家庭团契的功用。
Then, to follow that, we need to put in effort, to build up our family altar.
第十九节说，也要教训你们的儿女，无论坐在家里、行在路上、躺下、起来，都要谈论。
Verse 19, teach them to your children, talk about them when you are sitting at home, when you walk along the road, and when you lie down.
20节说又要写在房屋的门框上并城门上。
Verse 20, write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates.
所以这里告诉我们说我们真的要在家庭重要教育上下功夫。
And this tells us that we need to put in effort in the religious education.
要为我们的下一代创造一个属灵的环境。
And we need to create a spiritual environment for our children.
我们教会每一年都花了很多的精神、人力、物力在训练我们的下一代上面。
Our church every year spends much money and effort to cultivate our next generation.
我们昨天才刚刚结束初中高中班的学生年会。
Yesterday was the last day for the high school spiritual convocation.
我们将近大概90个学生。一起聚集学习神的道理。
There are about 90 students gathered there to study the words of God.
他们今年冬天的主题是要过一个服事神的生活。
The topic of their studying this winter is to live a life of servitude.
从旧约、从新约、从各种角度来教导他们要怎么样来真的装备自己来服事。教会服事主耶稣基督。
We spent the last week teach them from the perspective of Old Testament and New Testament to teach them how to equip themselves so they can serve God.
把大家聚集在教会，给了一个非常属灵的环境，让他们在里面受精炼，然后被教育。
We provided a spiritual environment for them to gather in church to learn about the spirituality.
但是这样的集训，一个礼拜集训有没有办法发生效果，就要看我们现在我们家。我们的孩子都回到家来以后，我们在家庭怎么样来跟进他们
？To see the effectiveness of a one-week bootcamp seminar, we'll see the effect as they return to home and see how they act.
今天，如果我们的家长，我们每一个家庭都能够继续一起来为他们的重要，为我们的下一代重要教育来努力的时候
，So if all the parents can work together to help cultivate their spirituality,
那么。我们的下一代一定也能够感受到神就是我的神而不是神不只是我父母亲的神而已。
Then the next generation will be able to feel that God is their God. God is not just the God of their parents.
那么他们一定能够了解到说在这个应许神应许美地里面到底有多美好。
And they will be able to experience how wonderful it is to live in the promised land of God.
他们也可以再一次的亲身经历神的祝福以及神一切的作为。
Our children will once again experience the grace and the blessings of God.
所以在这里第十八节十九节特别提到说我们真的要下功夫哦来教导我们的下一代。
Verse 18 and 19 teaches us that we need to spend the effort to teach our children.
他说不管你是住在家里面还是走在路上。
Whether you sit at home or when you walk along the road.
就是要利用机会教育，不管你在哪个情况下。
In other words, no matter where you are, you need to take the opportunity to teach them.
是躺下起来都要谈论。
When you lie down and when you get up, you need to talk about it.
所以我们不管在开车，我们不管是在吃饭，我们不管是在聊天，都要谈论神的话语。
So whether we are driving, we're eating dinner, or we're talking, we need to talk about the words of God.
我们要为他们创造一个。敬畏的环境，让他们能够吸收神的话语。
We need to create an environment with reverence so that they learn to fear the word of God.
所以他说，把那个神的话写在门框上、城门上。
Verse 21 to put the words of God on the doorpost.
不管走到哪个地方，他能够看到神的话语的提醒。
No matter where they go, they can see the reminder of God's words.
今天我们家庭当中有一些都是孩子还小的。
In many of our families, our children are still little.
我们一定要趁我们孩子还小的时候，赶紧下功夫。
We have to start the effort while they're still young.
那这个下功夫就是，我们一定要建立整个家庭一起聚会、祷告、唱诗的习惯。
And we start from setting a habit of the whole family getting together, studying the Bible, and praying and singing hymns.
那我们的孩子从小就能够接触这个属灵的环境以及敬拜的习惯。
So our children, since they're young, can develop the habit of gathering for service and fearing our God.
创造一个属灵的环境，就是当今天我们要参加聚会的时候，我们一定要全家大小一起带来。
So to create a spiritual environment, that means when we come to service, our family needs to come all together.
我们要让我们的孩子能够真的跟其他的弟兄姐妹很熟悉 很亲近，我们一定要参加家庭聚会。
If we want our children to be close to other children in the church, we have to attend the family service.
所以当我们参加家庭聚会的时候，一定要全家大小一起来。
So when we attend the family service, the entire family should go.
我们不能够我们大人去参加聚会，小孩子留在家里。
So we cannot leave our children at home while the adults go for Bible study.
因为这样子孩子没办法感受到这个敬拜的环境。
Because if that's the case, then they cannot experience environment for worship.
他会觉得说这个这样的机会是大人的事，不是小孩的事。
They might mistakenly think that family Bible study is things that adults do, and they don't do it.
我们今天做圣工的时候，要全家大小一起出动。
When we do the holy work today, we need to motivate the entire family to do it.
那我们整个家庭都一起参与服事。
So our entire family can participate in the holy work.
孩子可以做的，做他们能做的部分就好了。
Our children can do whatever they are able to do.
那所以，我们今天在参加聚会的时候，在服事当中，都是全家一起来。
So today, as we serve God, the whole family serve together.
在家里的时候，我们要注意我们孩子的一些生活上的细节。
In our family life, we need to pay attention to every detail of their lives.
我们要养成他们真的大家会跟父母亲一起聚会、一起读圣经、祷告的习惯。
We need to help them develop a habit of study the Bible and praying with the parents.
在这个罪恶的时代里面呢，有时候电脑网络是一个很大的引诱。
In this sinful time, computer and internet often is a temptation.
所以如果可以的话，我们尽量把我们的孩子的电脑放在大家都看得到的地方。
So if possible, we can put the computer in a place where we can all see it.
不要让我们的孩子一回家的时候就关在他自己的房间里。
Do not let your children go home and lock themselves in the room on the computer.
因为等到他自己的房间里面，他上网去看什么，你不知道。
Because if they're alone in their room, you don't know what they're serving on the internet.
我们有一个弟兄啊，他为了要让他的孩子能够真的有一个属灵的环境啊。
There's a brother in church, in order to provide a spiritual environment for his children.
他特地把他的客厅变成像书房一样。
He especially, purposely made his living room into a library.
让所有的孩子都在四个角落做功课读书，电脑都在那里。
So all his children are, in the four corners of the living room studying and, looking on the computer.
所以孩子的书桌就在客厅大家看得到的地方。
So the desks for their children are in the living room.
因为小孩子毕竟这个自我约束力量还比较薄弱一些，没办法自己控制。
Because children do not have a good self-control.
那有时候大人给他提供一些外力的约束，他就会受警戒。
So sometimes they will be watchful if, as adults, that we remind them and restrict them.
所以这就是我们在具体上面，在生活上怎么样来遵行神的道理。
And so this is how we practically, in our lives can carry out the commands of God.
那这就是我们今天在新年年度开始的时候，我们要立定志向要做的。
This is something that we need to make a resolution to do, in the beginning of the year.
在每个人在道理上下功夫。
That all of us putting more effort in studying the truth.
我们能够更爱神。
That we can love God even more.
服侍神。
That we can serve God.
参与教会的圣工。
We can participate in the holy work.
警醒、谨慎，不受迷惑。
And that we can stay watchful and not fall into temptation.
就不会去敬拜、侍奉别神。
Then we will not steer away to worship other gods.
单靠神。
that we only rely on our God.
当摩西把这一些都讲完以后，
After Moses spoke of these passages,
他能够说的就说了啦。
He already spoke everything he could have.
但是他不能够把人绑一条线拉着他走。
But he could not put a tie, a rope on the people and pull them to God.
他最后跟以色列百姓说，
So lastly, he told the Israelites,
我现在把祝福跟咒诅摆在你面前，让你选择。
And so today I sit before you, the blessing and a curse.
所以我们今天一样，我们可以选择到底要做哪走哪条路。
And so today is up to us to choose what path we want to take.
我们看《申命记》第十一章，
Deuteronomy chapter 11,
看第二十六节。
Verse 26.
26节。看啊，我今日将祝福与咒诅的话都陈明在你们面前
了。See, I am sitting before you today, a blessing and a curse.
27节说，你们若听从主你们神的诫命，就是我今日所吩咐你们的，就必蒙福。
27, and blessing, if you obey the commands of the Lord your God that I give you today.
28节说，你们若不听从主你们神的诫命，偏离我今日所吩咐你们的道，去侍奉你们素来所不认识的别神，就必受祸。
28, the curse if you disobey the commands of the Lord your God and turn from the way that I command you today by following other gods which you have not known.
今天神的福气也是摆在我们面前。
And so today, the blessing of God is also displayed in front of us.
我们如果听从就必蒙福。
If we follow and listen, we will be blessed.
我们每一个人都愿意立定志向，遵守神的话语来得福气的。
Let each one of us make the resolution to follow the commands of God so that we can be blessed.
所以我们要选择忠信蒙福之道。
So we must choose the path that will lead to blessings.
我们每一个人都是聪明人。
Because we are all wise.
我们绝对不会想要去从神得祸患的。
Of course, we will not want to be cursed by God.
所以愿主耶稣基督帮助我们。
So may Lord Jesus help us.
让我们都能够选择这个蒙福之道。
So that we can all choose the path of blessing.
看诗篇119篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 119.
诗篇119篇。
Psalms 119.
第三十节。
Verse 30.
119篇三十节。
119 verse 30.
我拣选了忠信的道，将你的典章摆在我面前。三十一节。
31.
我持守你的法度，主啊，求你不要叫我羞愧。
32.
你开广我心的时候，我就往你命令的道上直奔。愿主耶稣基督能够祝福带领我们。
May Lord Jesus will bless and guide you.
每一个人都能够往遵守神的命令的道上直奔。
And so that all of us can follow and set our heart on the path of God.
我们教会每一个家庭在2012年里都更蒙福。
And so that all the families in the year 2012 be even more blessed by God.
我们将来在神的国度里面都是有份的。
So that we can all have a part in the kingdom of God.
我们再来唱诗。
We'll sing a hymn together.
195首。
195.